What is going down, 91.1 WEDM? It is your boy, DJ Rello, and I am back today with another very special guest on Beyond the Classroom. I am here with Mrs. Holman. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. It's Monday. It's kind of, weekend went by fast. It's kind of a slow day today, but I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, definitely. Always better when I get into radio. Always a better day for me. So I'm doing fine so far. On Beyond the Classroom, if you didn't know, I just come on and I speak to a lot of teachers here in Warren Central High School about things that they like to do outside of school and everything like that. And for those that don't know you here on the podcast that's listening, can you let them know what you do here for us at Warren Central High School?
Yeah. I'm the Social Studies Department Chair. So two periods a day I teach world history, and the rest of the time I work with teachers. So that they can have good lessons and to prepare for everything that they might need.
Okay. And has that always been your position here at Warren Central, or you did other things here?
Yeah, at Warren Central, I've been here. I've been the department chair for 15 years, mm-hmm. and I was at Raymond Park for several years before that. Go Rangers, for all my of Rangers course. Out there.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, Rangers the best.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was there for a while. So this is my 25th year.
Okay, 25th year. And so you were at Raymond Park. So you always been in Warren Township. Mm-hmm. Always in Warren Township. You teach inside the classroom here at Warren Central?
Two periods.
Oh, okay, that's cool. That's a cool schedule. Two period classes. That ain't too bad. So your day probably goes by pretty quick, huh?
It does, but it's a lot of work with the adults in the building.
Okay.
Making sure that their needs are met.
Right.
So that they can meet sense. Their needs.
Right. So did you know, what college did you attend, and what did you study in college?
So I attended Elmhurst College in Elmhurst, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, and my major was history with a focus on music and education. And then I went to Indiana University and majored, I had a master's in school administration.
Okay. So did you always know that you wanted to be a teacher, or like was this kind of like a fallback plan?
No, it's actually a funny story. When I was 5 years old, went to school, first day of kindergarten, and I remember some of it. My mom told me I came home every single day and taught the lesson to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so then by the time she went to school, she was able to read, and I never wavered. I wanted to be a teacher from the first day I ever went into a school. So here I am. I love it. Love you guys.
That's lit for sure. So that's enough you know about the classroom, inside the classroom. Let's take it beyond. What are a couple of your hobbies you like to do outside of school?
Well, I have two children, and so a lot of my hobbies are doing the things that make them happy and supporting them in their schooling. They're 17 and 19, and one's a senior in high school, one's a sophomore in college, and they both play ball, which is super awesome. So go Jags and go Flyers. Other than that, with that, I go to a lot of softball games for mm-hmm. sure. They both play. I love reading. I love doing like house decor things, floral arrangements, things that probably aren't super fun to all of you here at the high school. But it's fun for me. I enjoy it.
For sure. So you said you got two kids, one daughter, one son?
Two daughters.
Two daughters. Okay. And they both play softball. Mm-hmm. They go to different schools?
Yep. Well, they went to the same high school.
Same high school.
But my oldest daughter plays, she's a pitcher, and she plays at IUPUI.
Okay.
She's a psych major. And my youngest, we just had her official visit last weekend. She's a catcher, and she's going to play at Dayton.
Okay. That's nice. Congratulations to her. She's still in high school, though, right?
Yep.
She's still in high school. Where does she go to high school?
Senior. She goes to New Pal.
New Pal senior. Oh, okay. We actually, our wrestling team, we do a New Pal in a few weeks.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Couple weeks.
I think so. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that for sure. But you know, what made you know, like, pick New Pal over Warren? For your daughters to school here, because I know it's a lot of teachers here that has children and everything like that, and most of the kids don't go to the same school as like their mom and everything, or their dad.
Well, we had our girls in Warren for a while, and I'm from a really small farm area, so is my husband, and we wanted to live out and have some farmland, and it's just kind of hard to have a lot of that here in the city. And so we just went to the very next district over. Neither one of us are from the area. So it was kind of cool to, I mean, we'd lived in Warren for several years. So then it was really cool to be able to go to just a neighboring district. So we still, I still come over to the east side for all of my shopping and errands and all of that sort of thing. So it's still where we go for everything.
For sure, for sure. So, and your oldest daughter, she just got out of high school. Like, this is her first year in college.
Second year
of college. How was the transition for you, like, from her leaving the house to being in college and everything like that?
Oh, that's such an insightful question. Yes, thanks. It was pretty good because I still had one at home. And she came home a lot because she's just downtown.
Right, yeah.
So it was good. I'm a little nervous about this next one because she's going to be an hour and a half away, mm-hmm. which I should be grateful for. Some people have them really far away, but yeah. She comes home all the time. She needs to do her laundry. She wants groceries. She grabs a grocery bag and shops the pantry. So it's just normal kid stuff.
Right, yeah. I know my mom and my household is going to miss me. I'm going to be 10 hours away. Like, it's going to be – I'm going to miss them, of course. Yeah, I don't think it's going to hit me, though, until, like, maybe 2-3 weeks in. It's going to be like, dang, I miss my family. But
you
I
can't
think,
just run home.
Yeah, I can't at all. Like, it's going to be hard. But, I mean, I'm willing to adjust. I'm going to have to adjust, honestly. But
what made you pick it?
So I picked the Citadel because their coaching staff, number one, their coaching staff, they've been recruiting me since they could recruit the class of 2024. So I've seen their faces, familiar faces, all year round. And then also they know my coaching staff here very well. So they know me as like a person and as a wrestler. And then I went down there on a visit, and I stayed down there for 4 days. So, like, I seen everything.
Oh my.
Like, I lived their life for almost a week. So I went down there for 4 days, and I hung with the team and everything like that. And they reminded me a lot of, like, the Warren Central team. It's a lot of diversity. It's a lot of, you know, different personalities and everything like that there. And I like that a lot about the team and everything. So and, it's also, you know, it's a really structured school. So Citadel, it's a military school.
Right.
It's not like a branch, one specific branch. And you also don't have to serve. So it's just some structure that I need in my life. I'm not going to lie to you. It's some structure that I need. also, my parents loved it. They loved the you know, the concept of the school and everything like that. It's beautiful down there in South Carolina as well. Beautiful campus. So I think it's this place for me for sure. I'm going to be far away from home. Like, I went to IU. I visited IU. I went down there for 2 days. And IU, man, it's beautiful down there as well. But it was like I knew too much. Like, I felt like if I would have went to IU, I would have been able to get into way too much. And, like, I would be trying to go back home every week here and there. And I wouldn't be really, like, necessarily focused. So I just, you know, I had to, you know, sacrifice some things and realize, like, what's greater for me in the future. So I think the Citadel would be, you know, a great place for me.
You made some mature decisions.
Oh, yeah.
How's your mom going to handle this?
She's, man, I can't even, like, when I first started driving, I started driving 16, like the end of my sophomore year, I started driving, got my license and everything. And man, I'm out the house for 30 minutes and she calling me like, I can't even like, so yeah. I just can't imagine how it's going to be when I'm 10 hours away. So, but I mean, I love that from her. I love my mom for sure. Like, she's always there for me. Pops as well. Like, they always checking up on me. So it's just, it's going to be different for all of us, but I have to adjust for sure. Definitely.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you guys think about having teacher sponsors for wrestling? You are the special sport that gets them.
I love teacher sponsors. They are really it's like another supporter, outside of your family. Or even for those, you know, that doesn't have really a good support system at home, like, it's another supporter for you. And it's like Miss Real, she's been my teacher sponsor since I got here. And like we created
she doesn't
a bond.
Give you up.
And we created a bond, man, and it's like she's more than a teacher to me. It's kind of a bigger sister I've never had before, like, and I really appreciate her on a lot of levels. Like, she told me freshman year, I wouldn't necessarily say I was a knucklehead, but, like, I had my times where I was, like, doing things that I wasn't supposed to be doing, like, especially, like, missing out on work, falling behind on work. And, you know, she just showed me the right way and kept my head on straight for the most part. But, like, I think the teacher sponsors for the wrestlers are very important. I mean, because we go through a lot of stuff during the season, like cutting weight for us. It's like, it's a hard situation for us. And then, you know, and to have a teacher to lean on and be like, oh, can I come in and study? It's like, it's like, okay, yeah, you can. It's like having somebody to lean on for schoolwork and everything like that, like the side of school help you study and everything like that. It helps a lot, especially with me, because when I start cutting weight, my head starts roaming and everything. Like, especially when I get in season, my head just starts roaming. And I tend to, you know, fall behind on work a lot. But I have Miss Real there to, you know, can I come and study in there for a little bit after practice, anything like that, and she's there for me. So I think it helps us a lot for sure.
Well, I think it helps the teachers as well. It's one of the absolute highlights that we get to do that for you guys.
So who do you sponsor?
This year, Aaron Durham.
Okay, Aaron. Oh, yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. Aaron, did you sponsor his brother, Mikey?
I did not. I had somebody else. I had a girl last year.
Oh, okay.
Which was super fun and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a blessing that we get to do those things and make other contacts with you guys.
Yeah.
Relationships.
I agree. I mean, it means a lot to me. I can't speak for others, but, like, that position for us is a blessing for sure, 100%. But therefore, I was speaking on, you know, cutting weight and everything like that. I'm a real big food guy. And I got to ask you, what's your favorite meal? What's your favorite meal to cook or, you know, or go get?
Oh, Mexican.
Mexican.
Hands down. And authentic. Some little hole in the wall is probably the best Mexican. Mm-hmm. But I'm okay with I can go to a chain one too.
Okay. I can get down with that. I love tacos.
How about you?
I'm a taco eater. I like tacos, but I like when my mom makes tacos. She makes those the street corn, the corn tortilla ones, street taco. Them are fire. I love those. But if I had to pick place to go, it would probably be Olive Garden. I love pasta. Real big pasta guy.
Pasta is amazing.
Yeah, I'm a real big pasta guy.
Alfredo or tomato sauce?
Alfredo.
Okay.
Alfredo
for sure.
Alfredo for sure. 100%. Do you like cooking? Do you cook? Or
you love to cook? I love to cook. Last night I made an Oreo cheesecake from scratch. S'mores is my thing. I've been doing that for a long time, but I love trying new cheesecakes. Did Thanksgiving, we did a white chocolate raspberry.
Ooh, man. Hey, that sounds delicious. Like, oh my God.
Make one for you wrestlers. I'd probably need a few, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. We would definitely need a few of those. I was just about to ask you, though, like, after a good meal, what's your dessert? Go-to dessert.
A cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Although, yeah, I love sweets. I can do donuts and ice cream anytime.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I love sweets. I'm a cookie brownie kind of guy. Love those for sure. Cookie with ice cream on top, brownie with ice cream on top. Count me in.
So classic chocolate chip?
Yep, classic chocolate chip.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I love all kinds of sweets. I love food in general because I cut so much weight. And when it's time to eat, I eat.
Wait, have you gone to Crumble?
Crumble, oh yeah, I've been to Crumble Cookie. Okay. I've been there a few times. Some people say it's overrated, though.
Their chocolate chip one isn't.
Some people, I've never had the chocolate chip. I always just get the specials.
But that's your favorite. You have to try. Even serve it warm.
Yeah, I always get the specials. Like, I feel like going to Crumble and getting a chocolate chip is just like, why do that? They got other, you know.
I get it. But
what options?
You said that was your favorite.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure, okay. For sure. You can't go wrong with a chocolate chip.
You can't, not there even.
For sure, for sure. Well, can you, have you participated in Teach Madness here? We do it for 91.
I have not, no.
You haven't? I wonder if you can. I don't know how that works, because sometimes Mr. Cast, he does it differently sometimes. Like the table, you said your chair, right? The chair, yeah. I don't think he lets those enter. I don't know though. I can't really remember. But I appreciate you for coming on today, Mrs. Holman. Thank you very much for, you know, letting me get to know you a little more. You getting to know me a little more. I appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you so much for having me on. It was great chatting with you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Take care.